This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome aboard the Root Train, now in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, otherwise known as Puerto Rico. Glad to be with you here all across the United States, see the shining sea, including the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. If you're on today, I don't know what day they started. I think they started today, Monday. So if you're on in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and you're on in Virgin Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands, Wayne Allen Root says welcome to Warland. All right, so you know, I always like to start shows with positive news as opposed to negative, because there's tons of negative news, and there's tons of reasons to assume that we're in a civil war, and that the left is insane, and the left is violent, and the left wants to kill us, and the left wants to kill Trump. But I also want to start with some good news, so I'll put you in a good mood first. First of all, first and foremost, the Democratic Party's 2018 advantage has completely disappeared, and even the New York Times is scared to death. In 2018, in the midst of the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, the Democratic Party held a 10-point favorability average over the Republican Party, 53-43. And that was, of course, due to the fake news. Fake news, fake news, fake news, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And, of course, Robert Mueller withheld the fact that he knew at that point that there was no Russian collusion and Trump had not colluded with Russia. There was no Russia anything, and Trump was not part of it. He knew that, and he affected the election, as did Google, as did Facebook, as did Twitter, as did millions of illegal aliens voting. But still, I believe we would have won if Mueller had been forced to announce, just like the FBI was so quick to announce, Hillary's guilty, Hillary's guilty, Hillary's guilty, but any normal person would conclude she's innocent, so there will be no charges. Well, he could have said that about Trump. He could have said, you know what, I think Trump's guilty, but I can't prove it, therefore he's innocent, therefore there's no charges. And if he had done that a week before the election, Trump and the GOP would have won the House. But Democrats won the midterm elections with the help of Mueller, with the help of the media, with the help of the tech giants. But now, after 8 months of liberal insanity, with promises to take your guns, your cheeseburgers, and your steaks away, as well as your house, your car, and your planes, so we can fly on trains across the ocean, as well as anti-Semitism and a prayer for the economy to implode and there to be a recession, after all that, Democrats have lost their party advantage. And even New York Times writer David Leonard appears panicked. They were ahead by 10, now it is dead even. 53-43 has gone to dead even. Republicans and Democrats dead even. So there's your good news. I believe we'll win big in 2020. And don't forget, Trump wasn't at the head of the ticket in 2020. And Trump will be at the head of the ticket now, which convinces a lot of people to come out and vote. More good news. Trump's plan to slow down the border crossings is working. He tried to get Mexico's cooperation when they wouldn't cooperate. He put his boot on their neck, and guess what happened? In the month of August, border arrests plummeted to 51,000. He got the deal with Mexico in late June. They first started getting involved in July, and by August, the amount of border crossings was down by 60%, more than 60%, since a peak in May. And border watchers say it's largely because of an agreement that Trump struck with Mexico in June. Mexican authorities, backed by the newly formed National Guard, are now cracking down on migrants, traversing Mexico's southern border with Guatemala. They're monitoring river crossings, and they're stopping buses from carrying migrants from Central America through Mexico. And at the same time, the U.S. is making tens of thousands of asylum seekers wait in line in Mexico while their applications are being considered, all thanks to President Trump. So when you tell me that Trump's not doing a good job and Trump's not winning, stop lying. You're lying. If you're a liberal, you're lying. If you're a Republican who claims you're a conservative, you're lying. If you say you want to run against Trump because he's not a good president, you're a liar. More good news. 6.2 million individuals are off food stamps under Trump. In what universe is that not great news? Tell me what universe you live in where that isn't great news. Now, liberals would say, oh my God, we've got a panic. It's time to be hysterical. People are being kicked off food stamps. They're starving. And on the other hand, taxpayers like me look at it and go, wow, that's great. People are getting kicked off food stamps. That means there's less money being spent of my taxes, my taxpayer money. More than 6.2 million individuals dropped off food stamps since President Trump completed his first full month in office, according to the latest data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And so there's a couple things you could say. Number one, the economy is good. Trump created a good economy, so people plummeted off of food stamps. They're doing much better. And number two, Trump has put all kinds of rules into place that do, in fact, kick people off food stamps if they don't deserve them. What about that? Don't you understand? If they don't deserve them. All right, and then when I talked about any idiot who's a Republican who doesn't like Trump, I guess I was referring to, open up the dictionary and look at idiot Republican, Mark Sanford, former congressman. He couldn't even win for Congress. He lost in a primary for Congress in South Carolina, but he thinks he should be president of the United States. Just like Bill Walsh, who failed with a radio show, failed with his Newsmax TV show. Well, Wayne Root is the biggest hit on Newsmax. A total failure, Bill Walsh. Got kicked off Newsmax. I shouldn't even say, because I don't know. He sure wasn't a hit. And then, don't forget, he lost as a congressman after, I think, one or two terms. And he thinks he should be president of the United States over Trump, who's done so many great things. And then you have the former governor of Massachusetts, who ran as the vice presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party. He thinks he should be the Republican Party's presidential nominee. What a joke. Three sad sack losers. Mark Sanford announces over the weekend he's running. He says America's lost its way. Former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford, former Congressman Mark Sanford. Remember how he lost his governorship? Do you remember? He went on some sort of a hiking trail in Argentina with his girlfriend and didn't tell anybody. No one knew where to reach him. Well, he's governor. He says the Republican Party's facing an identity crisis and he wants the GOP to take a look at itself and do some soul searching. First of all, he's like a mentally ill whack job. What kind of human being cheats on your wife while you're governor? Not enough high-profile cameras on you? You think you're going to get away with it? And he heads off on the trail to go hiking with his girlfriend in Argentina somewhere while he's supposed to be governor, doesn't tell anyone where he is, and they can't reach the governor. And he wants to be president of the United States. He says, I think we have to have a conversation about what it means to be a Republican because the party's lost its way. I think we need a conversation about what it means to be a moron because you've lost your way. He specifically made reference to debt deficit and government spending, and there I agree with him, by the way. But that's not Trump's fault. That's every president in the last 50 years' fault. Other conservatives expressed concern about these issues when Trump helped Congress pass a spending bill that increased spending caps and suspends the debt ceiling. Rand Paul blasted his colleagues at the time as well. But meanwhile, Rand Paul's one of the biggest supporters of Donald Trump. He's challenging Trump's tactics when it comes to trade, saying that engaging the world when it comes to trade is one of the hallmarks of the Republican Party. He brought up political culture, which has been damaged, he says, by Trump. We have to have a conversation about humility. And when pressed why he's running, even though he knows he'll likely lose, Sanford said, this is the beginning of a long walk, but it begins with a first step. That's funny. Didn't you have a long walk on the hiking trail in Argentina when no one knew where you were? And so Trump got mad, and Trump goes after Mark Sanford. He shredded the former governor and congressman. He tweeted, when the former governor of the great state of South Carolina, at Mark Sanford, was reported missing, only then to be found he was hiking away on the Appalachian Trail, then was found in Argentina with his flaming dancer friend. I think it's Flamingo, isn't it? It sounded like his political career was over. But then he ran for Congress and won, only to lose his reelect after I tweeted my endorsement on Election Day for his opponent. But now take heart, he is back and running for President of the United States. The Three Stooges, all badly failed candidates, will give it a go. He's right. Sanford made headlines in 2009 after it emerged he cheated on his wife with an Argentinian woman, which he and his wife, Jenny Sanford, attempted to cover up by fabricating a story that he was hiking the Appalachian Trail. The now-divorced father of four announced his run on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, became the third Republican to challenge Trump. Those three stooges may find it tough sledding because South Carolina and my state, Nevada, just canceled their GOP primary contests for 2020 and committed all their delegates to Trump. It's funny. That is funny. That happened over the weekend, too, by the way. And I don't know if I agree with that, by the way. Personally, I don't agree with it, and I don't think Trump ever had to do it. There's no reason. If Trump ran against the Three Stooges, Trump would get 96% of the vote. One of them would get 2%. One would get 1%. One would get between 1% and 0%. So I wouldn't have done that. I would let the people vote, and I would let people get excited and show up for a big primary day or a caucus day. I don't even agree with that decision. See, I don't always agree with President Trump. I don't always agree with the Republican Party. I think that was a silly decision. But it doesn't matter. All these guys are like spitting in a hurricane wind. It's just stupid. It just makes no sense. This is like a high school team going up against the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, right, that happened on Sunday. It was the New York Giants. Giants look like a high school team. I don't want you to forget that Rashida Tlaib says her constituents, which means her people in Detroit, want to see direct payment reparations. You know, just more money, baby. Hand them more money over. Is that what your constituents really want, Tlaib? You think I give a flying frick? Nobody cares what your constituents want. There aren't any direct reparations to anyone, whether they be black or white or Latino or Jewish like me. There's no direct reparation payments. You know what it's called? Get a job. You want direct payments? Get a job and a boss will pay you. Oh, you can't get a job. Oh, you're on welfare. Oh, well, then I guess you better vote for Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and pray. Pray for some luck. By the way, House Republicans are demanding details on mystery trips to Mexico by Democrat congressmen who are giving advice to illegal aliens how to cross the border. You know what you call that? Traitor. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package and 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event where Trump Love Fest, AmFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, and this show is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. On USA Radio, in hour number 3 on Newsmax TV nationwide, sea to shining sea, coast to coast, your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist, in the world-famous war room, deep inside Way Matter, in the country I call Trump Land. I'm on the warpath, because I'm always on the warpath, I'm war. And it's time to go to war, because there's so many things to tell you about that you will not hear on tonight's evening news. By the way, the reason this show is called Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, because there's no teleprompter, no script, no notes, no assistance here. In front of me in the studio, I'm all by myself, and I just kick ass all day long, right? I just kick ass and take numbers. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. And I come to you, this whole show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now in Las Vegas, otherwise known as KBET, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio, and the great Fred Weinberg. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. It's the Ed and Fred show. They gave me the shot I needed. Ed on local radio, Fred on national syndication at USA Radio. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Love to take your calls, especially in hour number 3. RootForAmerica.com is my website. WayneRoot at Gmail is where you find me. If you want to send me an email, love to hear from you. And on Twitter, I'm at Real Wayne Root. At Real Wayne Root. As far as the sponsor of this segment of the show, it is Liberty HealthShare. I have so many people that text me or email me and ask me, how do I contact that health insurance company? You know, people are driving and they just can't take numbers down. The company is called Liberty HealthShare. They're not a health insurance company. They're an alternative to health insurance. They're Christian health sharing. And because they're an alternative and they're not health insurance per se, there are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. You can easily decide how, when, where you will access health care. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My kids are members. It's my third year. I save $54,000 over 3 years. I've been reimbursed every time I've needed to be reimbursed. I've had 3 free doctor visits last year, all considered wellness visits, no cost. And then I got kidney stones. They paid for everything except the down payment. I mean, the deductible. That's the only thing they didn't pay for, is the deductible, and it was small. And I was glad to pay it. I was relieved. This whole thing starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. All right. So Democrat Beto O'Rourke says Americans will gladly turn over their guns. He's going to ban guns, and Americans are going to turn them over. And that's funny. That really is funny, because Democrats can't deport 22 million illegal aliens, and yes, there's a lot more than 11 million or 13 million. There's at least 22 million, maybe as many as 30 million illegals in the country. Democrats have no idea where any of them are. Actually, they have an idea where a lot of them are. They don't deport them. They won't deport them. They can't deport them, but they're going to confiscate 16 million AR-15s. Good luck to that. Breaking news, a van filled with 1,000 gallons of gasoline was found in downtown Baltimore parking structure ahead of Trump's visit. A large area of downtown Baltimore was evacuated today after a van filled with 1,000 gallons of gasoline was found in a parking garage days before Trump is scheduled to visit the city, as in President Trump. He'll be attending a 2019 House Republican Conference member retreat in Baltimore on Thursday, less than a mile from where the van was found. Wow. That's interesting, huh? With all the calls for assassination and hatred towards Trump, it's interesting that you'd find something like that. You think maybe there's a connection? I think so. And Trump says talks with the Taliban are dead. I had this conversation with Bill O'Reilly. You'll hear it in hour number 3 of my show. I had a conversation with Bill O'Reilly earlier today, and I said, Bill, what do you think about Trump canceling the talks with the Taliban? Should he have ever had them in the first place? Liberals are freaking that he ever had talks with terrorists. And Bill O'Reilly laughed. He said, "What?" He gave the right answer. He said, what, are you kidding me? That's all Democrats want to do is peace, peace, peace. No war, war, war. Trump tries to create peace, and they have a problem with him creating peace. Yeah, Trump wants to talk to everyone and see if there's a chance for peace instead of war, so we don't have to send our boys over to some far-flung, godforsaken place in the Middle East to die. Always fight to the last minute to see if you can stop a fight. And Trump does it, and they're mad at him over that. And I threw into the conversation, what about the Iran deal? Iran is led by nothing but terrorists. It's a terrorist rogue nation. And Barack Obama and John Kerry wanted to negotiate with them all day long and give them the best deal in the world for them and the worst deal in the world for us. And that was okay at any cost, as long as they made some money on the deal, I'm sure. Want to bet? Want to bet there was a big amount of money changing hands and there were big bribes in that deal? I'll bet you any amount of money. Why was he in such a rush to hand him $150 billion? Also, other big news, Sarah Palin and her husband apparently getting a divorce. We'll talk about that when we get back.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says talks with the Taliban are dead.
They thought that they had to kill people in order to put themselves in a little better negotiating position. When they did that, they killed 12 people. One happened to be a great American soldier. Can't do that with me, so they're dead.
Talking with reporters at the White House, the president also says secret talks with the Taliban and Afghan government officials were set for Camp David, those talks that were called off after a suicide bomb attack killed a U.S. soldier last week. A federal court reinstated a nationwide injunction Monday against President Trump's rule that denied asylum to anyone who passed through another country en route to the United States. The administration's policy would force migrants to apply for asylum in the first country they arrive after fleeing their home country instead of passing through Mexico into the United States and then requesting asylum. You can find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. It used to be called War Now because my name is Wayne Allen Root, but the reality is, you know that. So we changed the name to something that more reflected what the show is all about. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, because it is raw and it is unfiltered. Because I just rant here and react to the biggest news stories in America with no input, no notes, no teleprompter, no script, no staff running around. It's just me with my initial gut instinct to every big news story in America. Sponsor of the show, thank you to these sponsors, without them there is no show, is My Doctor Suggests. If you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, first of all, they got a free book they're going to give you. And in that book, it'll tell you all the maladies that their alkaline-structured silver products can help you with. My friends at My Doctor Suggests have something that could be right for you with a myriad of ailments. And I'm a witness because I always suffered from a hoarse throat. So I started taking their silver lozenges very early in this show. When I had a local show in Vegas, I started taking their lozenges. And guess what? I've never missed 1 minute on the air in 3.5 years. Now it's headed for 4 years. I haven't had a cold in almost 4 years. I don't have brain fog anymore since I started drinking their silver solution. Leaky gut, don't have it anymore. Skin looks the best and feels the best of my life using their gel on my skin. It's been an amazing metamorphosis. So check it out. I get more emails about them than anything else I sell on this show. 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code root and you get an instant automatic 20% off. mydoctorsuggest.com/root. All right, we got our guest, Fran Combs. I don't know if it's Coombs or Combs. We'll find out in a second. He's the managing editor for Rasmussen Reports. He's been on the show quite a few times. His website is rasmussenreports.com, and I go there all the time. I mean all the time, and I always argue in national TV interviews and on my national TV show. I use them as the bellwether pollster. I tell everybody all the other polls use registered voters, not likely voters, and that's why Trump is always 5 points plus better at Rasmussen than any other poll, sometimes 8 or 9 points better, because likely voters are more likely to vote, therefore Trump's more likely to win the election, therefore Rasmussen is more likely to have a poll that is actually accurate. So Fran, thank you for giving us accurate polls. You're the guy I quote all the time.
God bless you, Wayne. Thank you.
So is it Fran Combs or Coombs? I don't know that.
It's Coombs. Coombs like rooms.
Got it. Coombs like rooms. Fran Coombs. All right, so your daily presidential tracking poll today has Trump at 46%. I know a couple weeks ago it was at 50, so he may be down a little bit. But in general, am I crazy or is that not more than enough to get reelected? 46 is a pretty good number in a badly divided nation, right?
Right. It's like the kind of numbers Obama was getting in the middle years of his presidency. And there's no question Trump, 46 is a little low for him, but he's gone as low as 44 this year. And you're right, he's gone as high as 51%. So it kind of, it fluctuates with the news. It's summertime. I think a lot of people are, summertime's just about over. People are mercifully not paying quite as much of attention to politics. Maybe they're starting to crank back up now after Labor Day.
Is 51
what his numbers do in the next couple weeks?
Is 51 the highest he's ever been in the history of his presidency?
Yes. 51's his highest.
And that wasn't that long ago. That was literally just like a month or two ago, right?
Yeah, it's been. I would say the last 6 weeks, Wayne. Last four to six weeks, he was up there for a day or two, and then he hung around 49. He's gone down a little bit over a point or two over the last couple months in general.
All right, but if my memory serves me, I seem to remember when he was elected president of the United States, and I'll admit, arguably, he won an electoral, pretty close to a landslide, a big electoral victory, but he did lose the popular vote, but he still was elected president. I'm pretty sure on the day he was elected, he was only like 43 or 44, correct?
Right. Well, as you know, early on, well, all presidents start with a little bit of a boost. So he right after his inauguration, he was probably 49, 50, something like that. But then he went down pretty dramatically.
Oh, no, but I'm talking about during the election. I'm saying on election day. He wasn't president yet. I think he was elected with only positive approval ratings of like 43 or 44 with Rasmussen.
You're exactly right. Yes, that's very true.
Right. So if you're elected with 43, 44, and now you're running for re-election at 46, forget about the fact he's been at 50 and 51 recently. If you're sitting today at 46 and you won at 44, you're actually sitting in fairly, not great shape, but fairly good shape as far as re-election goes. Just trying to get a yes out of them. Okay.
I would agree, yes.
All right. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay. So I wonder what makes people go from, you know, 50, 51 to 46. Like, what did he do in the last 3 weeks that made a few people fall off the boat? You know, you just wonder what caused that. But I guess, you know, the media is always screaming something terrible about him, and he's a racist and he's this. So it could have been anything. But it's just interesting that it pops up and down like that. I also see a lot of websites like the Gateway Pundit. Are you aware of the Gateway Pundit?
Sure.
They quote you a lot, too. I'd say me and the Gateway Pundit probably quote you more than any other people in the country. And they're always talking about not only the numbers you put out of Rasmussen, but how they compare to Obama in his first term on the same day. And I saw that today, on Obama's first term, on this day, he was at 42, while Trump today is at 46.
Very true, yes. Obama was, I mean, another way to look at it is what we do is we take the people that strongly approve and the people that strongly disapprove, and we subtract the disapproves, and you get a number. In Trump's case today, it was probably about, you know, I would say maybe -6, -8, something, without having the numbers right in front of me. But Obama, for much of his presidency, was in the negative teens, his, what we called his daily presidential index rating, using the strongly approve and strongly disapprove. Obama was in the negative teens for the vast majority of his presidency. Trump, generally, in recent months, I'd say he's anywhere from -4 to -9, somewhere in that thing. So overall, I would say he's actually even doing a little better than Obama. What throws you off is that Obama's last year in office, his approval ratings went up pretty dramatically. And I can't help but wonder, maybe Republicans were just figuring, okay, you know, we're glad to see the guy go. We're just going to kind of ignore him. Obama really wasn't much in the news the last year anyway.
Well, I always find that presidents, as they leave, are kind of most popular. Look at Bill Clinton was the most popular right when he was leaving office after all the controversy and everything. They kind of say, hey, it's been 8 years, and we lived through him, and it's okay. He's a good guy, blah, 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 blah. That kind of might have something to do with it. But I just think it's interesting that the media, 24 hours a day, Fran, and we're talking to Fran Coombs, managing editor for Rasmussen Reports, 24 hours a day, the media is trying to tell us Trump's unpopular, Trump's unpopular, Trump's unpopular. They use that word with Trump so much, it's like his last name, Trump, Donald Trump unpopular. And they tried to tell us that Obama was popular, popular, popular. And they constantly compare the two and say how Trump's unpopular and Obama's popular. But Trump on this day, as usual, is at 46, whereas Obama on the same day of his first term was at 42. So it's just a total lie. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, I can agree on that, but I think also we have to talk about the Democratic voters. Democratic voters are coming out with some pretty surprising numbers. Like, we had one today, for example. 28% of likely Democratic voters think it should be illegal to join the NRA.
Oh, my God.
Okay. 32% of likely Democratic voters think that any criticism of a politician of color by a white politician
is racist. I saw that.
These are the kind of crazy numbers we're seeing out of there. So these voters are not voters like we've seen in years past.
No, and you'll never change their minds, obviously, clearly. There's a certain percent of America that wakes up every morning, they'll always hate Trump, Republicans, and everything Wainwright believes in. And so that group, I think, is right always at 40%. You're never going to convince them, and there's a certain amount that will never go left, and that's at 40%. And so the whole election to me, Fran, tell me if I'm wrong, everything in life comes down to targeting, you know, the like 5 to 10% that could determine every election. That's all that matters. Go to battleground states and look at independents who go back and forth, and that's your whole election. Nothing else matters.
Right, and that's kind of to the point you were making earlier about how Trump's numbers go up one or two, down two or three, you know, that kind of fluctuation, because that's the folks in the middle who aren't strong Trump, they aren't strong anti-Trump. They're kind of just reacting to whichever way the wind's blowing.
Right, right. And I, you know what else gets me mad, Fran? I'm sure you'll understand this one, is that every time a Republican gets elected, what do Democrats say? You were elected to be governor, senator, or president of all the people, not just your voters. But when a Democrat gets elected, I never saw Obama do one thing that I was in favor of, ever. I've never seen a single Democrat, like the new Democrat governor of Nevada. His name's Steve Sisolak. He doesn't ever do anything I agree with. And that doesn't bother him. Everything he passes is just for his Democratic voters and people on welfare and government union members. That's it. Nothing is ever for me. So I just hate this idea. To me, what a president should be doing, President Trump, is appealing first to your base no matter what. Make sure you secure your base and they love you. And then number two, go after that 5 to 10% of independents who jump back and forth. That's your whole campaign. But you never have to do anything aimed at the left because they're never going to love you. So it doesn't matter what you do.
Never forgive, never forget. And you know, I mean, face it, you've been following politics as long as I have, Wayne. You know about this, too. I mean, what is bipartisanship when the media says it or the Democrats say it? Bipartisanship, in their minds, is doing what the Democrats want you to do.
Right, correct.
I mean, the idea of, they're always throwing that out, bipartisan, president for all the people, all that stuff. But that, that only applies to Republicans.
Now, the only area where, I'm obviously the biggest lover of Rasmussen. I think you guys are great. But your Democrat presidential poll doesn't make sense to me because it still shows Biden at 33 and everybody else in the teens. And I got to tell you, Fran, my gut instinct says that Biden is not in the lead anymore, and I don't think he's ever going to be the nominee. What do you say to that? What is your gut reaction to my gut?
I totally disagree with you on that. I think Biden's still in the lead because, we're talking to likely Democratic voters. All these likely Democratic voters are not Looney Tunes. They're not all people that think, we need to have a socialist country. I mean, during primary season, you get the loudmouth. So you're going to get, how it is. They play
Fran,
to the left, and they'll play to, yeah.
Fran, give me one second. We're going to an ad break. You hear the music. When we get back, we'll finish up with Biden, okay?
Okay.
Fran
okay.
Coombs, managing editor for Rasmussen Reports. His website is rasmussenreports.com. Frequent guest on our show. We really appreciate it coming back again and again. So we'll be right back. More with Fran Coombs of rasmussenreports.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between
between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN or 800-289-2646 or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, just a reminder, I'm on Newsmax TV in hour number three. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. We're in 70 million homes. By the end of the year, we'll be in 80 million. We reach 150 million Americans via online streaming and devices. And I'm the host of Newsmax's primetime TV show, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly 3 times a week, including tonight. Had a great interview earlier today with Bill O'Reilly. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV, or you're going to switch to Dish or DirecTV. To make it simple, just call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. Wherever you are in the country, we will connect you to your cable carrier, and you tell them you demand Wayne Allen Root and Newsmax TV. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com or get the Newsmax TV app free on your cell phone. We got Fran Coombs here, managing editor for Rasmussen Reports. His website is RasmussenReports.com. Fran, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right, so here's what I was going to say in my defense. Okay, I know that you say that you poll likely voters, and that means you're getting more reasonable people, which is why Trump does better. That would make sense why Biden would do better, too. And I get it. But I'm a guy who's in Vegas, and I'm a gambler. And when you look at the record of gambling websites on political elections, people who put their money where their mouth is, it's uncanny. It's remarkable. They're right 99 out of 100 times. When you put your money down, you know, and you say you want to risk your money on who's going to win, most people are right. The ones who are, you know, hey, I'm for this guy, but they don't really believe he's going to win, they won't put their money down. So when you go look at John Stossel's political betting site where people put their money down, it shows that
Elizabeth Warren is a huge favorite over Joe Biden, and I tend to think that people are abandoning Biden and heading for Elizabeth Warren. Your take?
I just say Biden. I'm not saying Biden will necessarily be the nominee, but I think that right now only the groupies are the ones that are really following this kind of stuff, and that a lot of Democrats are hardly paying attention at all, and they figure that Biden is old and safe. And he kind of represents the Obama past, if you will, that kind of vision of the party. And they're not out there behind all the fruitcakes. Now, whether or not Warren may well get the nomination. Who knows? But I think ultimately she's too left to win the presidency. And I think the sager heads in the party know that.
All right. And there was an article today on GatewayPundit.com about the Democrat advantage in general, the generic congressional advantage over Republicans. And in 2018, it said that they had a 10-point advantage. And obviously it was right because they went on to win the midterms. I've always debated why they won the midterms. I think there was massive Google interference in Facebook and Twitter, and that changed a lot of voters' minds. I think Mueller had a big effect on it. He should have announced that, you know, there was no Russian collusion, but he waited till after the election. But forget about all that. The point is Democrats won. We lost. And so the numbers did turn out to be right. It was 53-43 in favor of the Democratic Party in the generic congressional poll. Now, I don't know whose that is. I was going to ask if that's yours because I didn't see who it was.
But no, that wasn't ours.
All right, but the latest number shows dead even. I just wanted to mention that to you. Dead even. So I wanted to see what you thought about that. You don't do any poll like that?
No, we don't do generic congressional ballot on a regular basis. We do it, you know, we'll do it next year during the election year. And we also, we don't like the wording of that question. We may kind of break it up a little bit because, for example, you have an election like last time where the Republicans win big in the Senate, but they lose big in the House. What did the generic congressional ballot really tell you? Because it just says vote for Congress. So we feel like we need to be a little more specific. But anyway, look. I'm sure you know this from your experience. I haven't run into anyone anywhere in the country who is backed away from their vote from Trump, and if anything, are more enthusiastic. And I have run into more people who would never have admitted voting for Trump last time out who are ready to vote for him this time. The Democrats are definitely going to try to beat that anti-Trump thing to the wall to get elected. They're going to be screaming racism every 20 seconds and everything else to try to get their voters pumped up. And there's no question that there's more Democrats than Republicans. But Trump's also a third-party candidate as far as I'm concerned. He ain't no traditional Republican.
All right, well, here it is. I actually went and clicked on that article, and I clicked on where they sent you, which is the New York Times. I don't know if it's their poll or someone they contracted to do it, but there's an article in the New York Times, and the title of the article is Democrats Please Stop Helping Trump. The 2020 election is too important, and it's by their opinion columnist, David Leonhardt. It looks like Leonhardt. Leonhardt. And it's got a poll that shows in 18 Democrats are winning 53-42 in their views of the parties. So this wasn't even a congressional poll. It's just their views of the parties, Americans' views, 53-42 in favor of Democrats by 11. And this year it's a dead tie. So it's 52-52 this year. I don't know how you get 52-52. That's more than 100. That's kind of odd. But it is showing you that it's become dead even in 2019. So I thought I'd throw that at you and see if you're going to do any polling on just the issue of where you stand on a Republican versus Democrat.
Yeah, well, we obviously will be doing that. But, I mean, people are starting to see the real Democratic Party with people like Warren and Sanders and all these gimme programs. And I think that is hurting them. Back when they were only anti-Trump in 2018, they had kind of the angels on their side, particularly with the media beating the drum. Now that people are seeing what these guys really would do if they get in the White House, I think things are starting to even out.
All right. Fran Coombs, managing editor for Rasmussen Reports. You can find him at RasmussenReports.com. And the best thing is go there every day and click on the daily presidential poll and check out where Trump stands today. He's 4 points ahead of Obama back in the same day on his first term. Thank you, Fran.
Always a pleasure, Wayne.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.